It's a plug out of me for onion.
Yeah?
And he told me a little bit that won't hurt you. Now and then, that's all I do. He asked the Dr. Dick. I drank me one cane, that's it. Back then he said, one cane, that's it, Cap. That's what I said, yes, sir. That's right. Because way back down it used to be, everything, Cap. Them old cotton gin, all that. You take wood to make them go. Every fella had to cut a cord of wood. If I got 3 or 4 bales of cotton, I got to cut 3 cords of wood, stack it way up for the gin my cotton. Yeah, sir.
Where'd you store your wood?
Yeah, sir. I throw it, just leave it out in the wide open.
Yeah.
Make it like a pen. Stack it up. It's like a pen. And let it stay there, got winter or summer. And let it stay right there. Yeah, sir. And sometimes I cut it up, just stack it up right upside. Let it stand right upside there. Sometimes I go there, a big snake under that don't make no difference. I kill him and tell him, get out of my way. Get out of my way, son. Take me a stick. If I turn it over and he did, if I have an axe, I chop his head off.
Have you ever gotten snake?
No, I ain't never got snake bit.
Yeah.
I done had one, gone through the bush, waking, grabbing trees, one wrapped around my neck. Oh, and I thought I gone through the bushes, tall, getting to another puck on tree. Them old weeds that tall and you had dragged through them. And I was tired. And I kept a seeing something. I hit up here and something kept a waking. And I looked at a big old snake, green snake, around my neck and fell off the limb between them weeds. And I just done this. Pressed my hand in my pocket, had on them old gloves and cut that snake and get him one sling. And I broke his neck. Yeah, pop their neck off. You give them a sling and jack it, you'll pop their neck. Yes, sir. And that's what I done. They threw them up on the bush and come back there, eat me as dead, too. And come all through there. Yeah, they feel up around my neck. Yeah, sir, I'll kill him. I ain't scared of no snake.
Yeah.
You better get out my way. Yes, sir, I tell you that, sir.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of him. Because I went to bed one night in an old house on the river.
Huh?
Had a bar. And a big old chicken snake come right on top of that bar, a skeeter bar. Yeah, and they're all sitting up in the house. They hadn't gone to bed. In a cool oil lamp. And I was so tired, I ain't kept nothing come. They're so tired, gone to bed. They had to have a skeeter bar to keep the skeeters off you then. And they hollered and said, look at that snake. Oh, I sort of woke up. Looked up top of the bar, there that snake crawling around there. And I said, I'm sorry for you now. I jumped out the bed and they flew out those with the lamp, hit the ground, left me and the dog, the old color lamp. Well, me and that snake in there. Found out here a little old flashlight. And I got up and hit that flow. Yeah, that a little short. And I hit that flow. I didn't see nothing to get that snake. All I want a pair of gloves. I'll catch him. Yeah, the glue. I said, son, you ain't gonna scare me. Make me get out of this house. You ain't get out of here. I said, still me, you ain't get out of here. All right, stay there. He coiled up around in there. Finally, I got a little piece of wood. Tapped him on the head. And he caught a week of his tail. That time, he come out good. I hit him a hard lick. I said, that's all she rolled now. Took me a rag and wrapped him up and got him in. Come on out, dude. Throw him down the hill to the river. Yes, sir. That's right. And I went back there and went to bed. Yes, sir. But I wasn't scared. Because he got to bite me for it. And I done that too many times, Cap. So tired. Throw the croaker sack on a